The Liar by Stephen Fry. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Liar, written and read by Stephen Fry. Not one word of the following is true. A Fame T-shirt stopped outside the house where Mozart was born. He looked up at the building and his eyes shone. He stood quite still, gazing upwards and glowing with adoration as a party of bleached denims and fluorescent Bermuda shorts pushed past him and went in. Then he shook his head, dug into his hip pocket, and moved forwards. A thin, high voice behind him caused him to stop mid-stride. "Have you ever contemplated, Adrian, the phenomenon of springs?"
"Coils, you mean?"
"Not coils, Adrian, no, coils not. Think springs of water. Think wells and spas and sources. Well springs in the widest and loveliest sense. Jerusalem, for instance, is a spring of religiosity. One small town in the desert, but the source of the world's three most powerful faiths. It is the capital of Judaism, the scene of Christ's crucifixion, and the place from which Muhammad ascended into heaven. Religion seems to bubble from its sands."
The Fame T-shirt smiled to himself and walked into the building. A tweed jacket and a blue button-down shirt of Oxford cotton stopped in front of the steps. Now it was their turn to stare reverently upwards as the tide of human traffic...